words of Sri Aurobindo, the psychic change, the fundamental realization of this yoga are the psychic change so that a complete devotion can be the main motive of the heart and the ruler of thought, life and action in constant union with the mother and in her presence. 2. The descent of the peace, power, light, etc. of the higher consciousness through the head and the heart into the whole being, occupying the very cells of the body. 3. The perception of the one and divine, infinitely everywhere, the mother everywhere, and living in that infinite consciousness. Psychicization means the change of the lower nature, bringing right vision into the mind, right impulse and feeling into the vital, right movement and habit into the physical, all turned towards the divine, all based on love, adoration, bhakti. Finally, the vision and sense of the mother everywhere, in all, as well as in the heart, her force working in the being, faith, consecration, surrender. The spiritual change is the established descent of the peace, light, knowledge, power, bliss from above, the awareness of the self and the divine, and of a higher cosmic consciousness, and the change of the whole consciousness to that. This psychic is the first of two transformations necessary. If you have the psychic transformation, it facilitates immensely the other, that is, the transformation of the ordinary human into the higher spiritual consciousness. Otherwise, one is likely to have either a slow and dull or exciting but perilous journey. I have never said anything about a transformation of the psychic. I have always written about a psychic transformation of the nature, which is a very different matter. I have sometimes written of it as a psychicization of the nature. The psychic is in the evolution, part of the human being, its divine part. So a psychicization will not carry one beyond the present evolution, but will make the being ready to respond to all that comes from the divine or higher nature, and unwilling to respond to the asura, rakshasa, pisacha, or animal in the being, or to any resistance of the lower nature which stands in the way of the divine change. The soul, the psychic being, is in direct touch with the divine truth, but it is hidden in man by the mind, the vital being, and the physical nature. One may practice yoga and get illuminations in the mind and the reason. One may conquer power and luxuriate in all kinds of experiences in the vital. One may establish even surprising physical siddhis. But if the true soul power behind does not manifest, if the psychic nature does not come into the front, nothing genuine has been done. In this yoga, the psychic being is that which opens the rest of the nature to the true supramental light, and finally to the supreme ananda. Mind can open by itself to its own higher reaches. It can still itself and widen into the impersonal. It may too spiritualize itself in some kind of static liberation or nirvana, but the supramental cannot find a sufficient base in a spiritualized mind alone. if the inmost soul is awakened, if there is a new birth out of the mere mental, vital and physical into this psychic consciousness, then this yoga can be done. Otherwise, by the soul power of the mind or any other part, it is impossible. If there is a refusal of the psychic new birth, a refusal to become the child newborn from the mother, owing its attachment to intellectual knowledge or mental ideas or to some vital desire, then there will be a failure in the sadhana. Then only can the psychic being fully open when the sadhak has got rid of the mixture of the vital motives with his sadhana and is capable of a simple and sincere self-offering to the mother. If there is any kind of egoistic turn or insincerity of motive, if the yoga is done under the pressure of vital demands, or partly or wholly to satisfy some spiritual or other ambition, pride, vanity, or seeking after power, position, or influence over others, or with any push towards satisfying any vital desire with the help of the yogic force, then the psychic cannot open, or opens only partially, or only at times, and shuts again, because it is veiled by the vital activities. The psychic fire fails in the strangling vital smoke. Also, if the mind takes the leading part in the yoga and puts the inner soul into the background, or if the bhakti or other movements of the sadhana take more of a vital than of a psychic form, there is the same inability. Purity, simple sincerity, and the capacity of an unegoistic, unmixed self-offering without pretension or demand are the condition of an entire opening of the psychic being.